Call your attention this morning to the Gospel of John. Very briefly this morning, we will look at chapter 11. Verses 21 down through verse 27 for your hearing this morning. My key verse is verse 25 and verse 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the way, I am the resurrection and the life. Can't see from this light up there. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? We will use for a theme this morning, sick to death. Sick to death. Sick to death. I came up with this theme when I wasn't feeling so good, but I'm not sick to death. So when we look at this statement, and by the way, this is a hyperbole, an exaggerated statement. Some of you may say, I'm sick to death of this job. Some of you may say, I'm sick to death of this car. Some of you may say, I'm sick to death of these children. Some of you may say, I'm sick to death of this relationship. Frustrated people often resort to such an exaggerated statement. It simply means I'm tired of this treatment. Have you ever been tired and sick and tired? Have you ever just say, I'm just tired of this treatment? You say, I'm very weary of this situation. But I stop by to let you know that he's a rock in a weary land. You may be weary, but he says, both sick and tired are the hyperboles that I'm talking about. You're not really talking about you're sick, nor are you talking about that you're tired, sick to death. You know you're not sick to death because Jesus said to Lazarus, in verse 4 of this particular chapter, he said, when Jesus heard that he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man may be glorified. Yeah. When they sent messengers to Jesus about his friend Lazarus being sick, he said, this sickness is not unto death. Pay attention, because as we look toward Easter, this is the particular scripture that infuriated Jesus' enemies. Oh yeah, he had met the lady, the widow from Nam on the way to the grave and stopped the boy and touched the bibber and told the boy to get up and go back home. And you know, Jairus came and told him that his daughter was at the point of death. But before he got to Jairus' house, somebody told him, say, the damsel is dead. But you know, Jesus, being who Jesus is, he never liked too many funerals. So he went up there and he told Jairus' daughter to rise up. He told the widow, the boy that was on the bibber, he touched the bibber and told the boy to get up and go back home and be with his mother. But in this particular situation, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Now, the widow at Nam, her son had just died. And Jairus' daughter had just died. But now no one in all scripture has ever been dead for 4 days. 4 days. This is one of my favorite scriptures. 4 days. Today, I will teach that time is no barrier to the one who has the power to resurrect life. He can give life at any time. He can give life at any time. That's why when you hear him say, I am the resurrection. In our background of our text, The theme of the Gospel of John is Christ in his deity. Didn't say Jesus, didn't say Jesus Christ, didn't say Christ Jesus. He said Christ, the risen Lord in his deity. That is the theme of the Gospel of John. And the purpose of the fourth gospel is that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. That's why John wrote it. That's why he wrote it, so you would believe. Check it out, chapter 20, verse 21. He wrote it so you believe that Jesus is the Christ. All of the miracles that Jesus did, raising of Lazarus, was the most significant miracle of all of them. So as we look toward Easter, we have to understand the raising of Lazarus. Because when the Pharisees and the Sadducees got wind that Jesus has raised somebody from the dead, had been was there for 4 days, they got ready to kill him. Watch your enemies. When you're doing good, they're not happy. I told you that. They don't like you because they just don't like you. They're not going to ever like you. Wake up and write that down. So now, in our lesson text this morning, we see in verse 21, in our lesson, and let me back up here because my outline this morning, my first point is faith and disappointment, verse 21 and verse 22. My second point is the reassurance from Jesus, verses 23 and verse 26. And my last point is a confession of faith. Now, pay attention because you're going to see a battle going on here today. You're going to see a battle going on between grief and hope. And every time we go through the grief journey, there is a battle going on between grief and hope. There is a battle going on in overcoming grief and being a disciple of Jesus. So when we come to our lesson text this morning, we see here verse 21 of this 11th chapter, and it says, "And then Martha then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother would not have died." Yeah. They had sent this message to Jesus 2 days ago. But when Jesus got the message, I told you what he said in verse 4 to the messenger. Now, I don't know if this message got back to Martha and Mary or not, but the message was that, don't worry about this. This sickness that Lazarus had is not unto death. So I could take my time. But Mary and Martha, some theologians say that they had been quoting this saying for a long time, that if Jesus had been here, Lazarus would not have died. Oh, you know how it is when somebody in your family died and they blame you. Are y'all out there? You can't keep nobody alive, but Jesus can. But see, Martha and Mary and Lazarus was friends of Jesus. They had heard about how he had gone into Jairus' house and raised up his daughter. They have heard about how he met the woman coming out to the grave and raised the son. And they were caught between this issue of what Jesus can do and getting Jesus here. But Jesus took his time because he told them from the very first moment that this is for the glory of God. That disease that you may have or that sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. You will be able to come down here and testify how good God is, how God healed you. So we look at this lesson text, and so we see here that she comes to Jesus. And now pay attention because they're not reprimanding Jesus. They're not trying to tell Jesus that it's his fault in any kind of way, but she's just trying to let Jesus know that if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But then she said, "But I know that even now, whatever thy will acts of God, God will give it to thee. Now, pay attention, because, see, she's battling here. There is a conflict going on between the darkness of grief and the light of hope. See, she's battling. She knows the power that Jesus had, but she's also caught up in the emotional journey of grief. So, you know, sometimes when people are going through grief, it's kind of hard to talk to them. It's kind of hard for them to make sense. So she said, but I know that even now, although my brother has been dead for 4 days, now look over in verse 39, she's going to say, but he's already started to decay. Yeah. You see the battle. You see what she's going through. She says, but I know that even now, whatever thou will ask of God, God will give it unto thee. I know whatever you ask God, and God will do it. And Jesus said unto him, Jesus said unto her, thou brother shall rise again. Hallelujah. Jesus said, wait a minute. Your brother is going to rise again. Now you remember, Jesus spoke directly to the dead boy when he was on. He spoke to him. Check it out. Over in Luke chapter 7, verse 11, he spoke to the dead boy. He spoke to the boy, and the boy, he said, get up. He spoke to Jairus' daughter, the damsel. He said, get up. So Jesus has the power to speak directly. And by the way, this lesson today is not just for Mary and Martha. It's for each and every one of us, because we really need to understand our eternal security. So now we see him. So now Martha goes into some deep theology. Martha said unto him, I know. Yeah, you know, we know. You know, she's been to Sunday school. She heard Reverend Smith teach about the resurrection. She said, and Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again, the resurrection, in the last day. Oh, I know about the resurrection, and I know about the last day. Now be careful, because when folks are trying to comfort you in grief, they tell you a lot of stuff that don't comfort you. And see, they were used to saying this thing about the resurrection. Oh, I know. But do you really know what that really means? Do you really know how Lazarus is going to get up in the end times? And do you really want to know what the resurrection is all about? You know, sometimes we tell people, oh, yeah, I know when my daddy died, they say, well, he's in a better place. I didn't want him there. And I told my wife, if any more of them church folk call me trying to give me some theology, I don't want to hear from them, because I don't want to know that my daddy is in a better place. I want him here with me. My daddy was a good man, and there are a lot of men that's still alive, and my daddy is better than them. Y'all know I'm right. That's how I felt when we had the funeral car going through Montgomery. I saw some men over there drinking wine. I say, my daddy is better than them. Why is he dead? And then all the church folk come and giving me all that stuff about he lived a good life and Claude was a... I don't want to hear that! So I was battling between the darkness of grief and the light of hope. You understand me? So Martha gives him her theology. And Jesus said unto her, now pay attention here, because this is very important. Because she's talking about the resurrection. But Jesus is going to make this thing plain here. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Now pay attention, because he said, I am the resurrection and the life. You see, resurrection raises you up. But he's also, resurrection is the gate into eternal life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm all of it. And he said, this resurrection with me ain't got nothing to do with no time. I am the resurrection. I can bring on a resurrection whenever I get ready, because I am the resurrection. You know how it is when my wife is cooking a cake, and if she messes up something, she can throw that one away and make another one. Because she's the creator of it. Y'all know I'm right. So pay attention, because Jesus say, I am the resurrection and the life. See, sometimes we say resurrection, but we don't include that life in there, because that is very important that we understand that he is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou this. Now pay attention, because in verse 24, you can see that it says, it starts, it says believed, and then at the end, it talks about live. And then in verse 25, it talks about liveth, and then it talks about never dying. Pay attention, because what it's saying is that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, if you dead, I have the power to bring you back to life. And if you're living, you're going to never die. So no matter what you're going through, whether you live or whether you're dead, I have the power to bring you back up. So if you believe in me, it's all about faith. If you believe, I'm the resurrection and the life. So I got this thing. I'm the resurrection. I can resurrect anybody that I want to. That's what Jesus is saying. But I'm also the life. If you're dead, I can bring you back to life. If you're alive, you're never going to die. So what's the problem? He said, I got this thing covered for you. Either way, this is your eternal security. And this is what every believer should understand. And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe thou this. And Christ, the Son of the living God, which shall come into. She said, yeah, I believe this. I believe this. Yes, I believe this. But now, see, all of this had to happen for her to believe that Jesus is the Christ. So what Jesus just told her is that he was the resurrection. Now her faith is going to waver again. I told you about what she said when Jesus went to the gravesite. She said Jesus went to the grave, told him to roll back the stone, and told him to go and tell Lazarus to come out the grave. And she said, well, no, you can't do that now, because Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. But Jesus had to help her to understand. I am the resurrection. So we see here that she said, I believe that you're the Christ. But sometimes we believe, but we still doubt, don't we? We still have doubt. We still have doubt. So Jesus had to help her understand. He said, show me the grave site. So Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus and asked him to roll back the stone. And then Jesus told him, say, he is Lazarus. She said, don't do that now, because you know he starts stinking. Jesus said, Lazarus. He didn't call but one person, because if he had to call anybody else, all of them would have got up. So he said, Lazarus. Now pay attention, because Jesus told the people around him to take off the grave clothes, but he told Lazarus to come forward, just like he spoke to the widow's son who was dead. He spoke directly to the boy. He spoke directly to Jairus' daughter. He spoke directly to Lazarus. He said, Lazarus. Speak directly to the dead. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus came out of the grave. And that was the greatest miracle that we've ever seen. But I just stopped out here this morning to let you know that there's a lady that got on the train. And she got on the train, and you know, sometimes we're rushing, and we don't look what we're doing. Y'all been there. She got on the train. She didn't know what train she was on. She was on her way to St. Louis, so she asked him, the lady sitting next to her, is this the train to St. Louis? The lady said, yeah. She said, well, this lady don't seem too sure, because she may be on the wrong train too with me. So she turned around and asked the man behind her, she said, is this train on the way to St. Louis? The man said, he was back there with his earphones on and all. He said, yeah, this is the train to St. Louis. The lady said, he don't look too smart, so I ain't gonna believe him either. But then all of a sudden, the conductor come coming down the aisle, and she saw the conductor, and she said, is this the train to St. Louis? He said, yes. I'm the conductor. I'm going to drive the train, and I'm going to take you to St. Louis. The lady said, okay, she went to sleep. I stopped by here to let you know, you're not sure about your eternal security. I just want you to know this morning that Jesus said, I am the resurrection, and the life. I stopped by here this morning to let you know, because you want to question whether or not you are a Christian, whether or not you're going to make it to heaven. I just want to bring you to this scripture and let you see that Jesus, red lettered in my Bible, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. There's no time limit on how he can raise you up. There's no time limit. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. You can go home and go to sleep because God is going to be up. Are you out there? Are you out there? He's calling you this morning. He's calling you this morning. I am the resurrection and the life. You ought to know that. But this thing is based on faith. You got to believe that. That's what he asked Martha. Do you believe that? If you're out there this morning, he's calling you this morning. You have to do this thing by faith. By grace, God has a graceful plan for your salvation. By grace, you are saved, but it's through faith in Jesus Christ. If you want to spend life in eternity with Jesus, if you really want to know that you're saved, you got to believe that Jesus is the Christ and God raised him from the dead, and you can be saved today. Don't pay attention to what the mother folk on the train say. Talk to the conductor. Don't pay attention to what your girlfriend said. Talk to the conductor, the one that's driving the train. Are you out there? Are you out there this morning? Are you out there? God is calling you this morning. Are you out there?